we're using health information technology as an example of a domain where it's, you know, presents many tremendous challenges for software engineers. And a couple of Vista people that were there, Bob Klodner and Tom Love, and we're talking about Vista and the issues with Vista. And so we became interested in thinking about, you know, how could this great piece of software be made more widely available, and could it, you know, be the basis of a, you know, fully functioning open source ecosystem.
One of these situations where the government actually ahead in terms of health IT, ahead of the private sector in some ways.
Oh, absolutely. And just about every way, as far as I can see. I don't know if you're familiar with Philip Longman's terrific book, Best Care Anywhere. Anyone interested in this area should have a look at that. But he talks about the quality of you know, healthcare at the VA and the role that Vista plays in that, in reducing medical errors, you know, making sure people get the right prescription, making sure they get the right procedures. It's a huge success story, as far as I'm concerned.
And talk a little bit about, so you're at this conference and you're talking about these issues, and what did you decide to look at? What did you choose to take on to actually focus on?
Well, we got wind of the fact that there was a small ecosystem, a collection of companies and volunteers and individuals and foundations who were using Vista outside the VA. And so what we decided to focus on was to try to understand how this ecosystem worked. Who were the players? What were their problems and issues? How well was it working? And could we compare that ecosystem with others that are much larger, more established, and have been around for a long time, for example, you know, the Apache server, Mozilla browser, and so on.
And talk a little bit about what you mean by an ecosystem.
Well, so most people, I think, now are somewhat familiar with open source, where a collection of volunteers kind of develop a piece of software, such as Linux, the Linux operating system. Well,
Firefox browser, open source browser.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, in recent years, some of these systems have acquired tremendous commercial value, and now it's not just volunteer individuals, but you find companies, dozens or hundreds of them, collaborating and competing with each other and contributing to these open source projects. So what we wanted to see if Vista could become, you know, a large, successful open source ecosystem of that sort.
And I have to read from a portion of the report because it's just fascinating. What you say is the Vista software could form the basis for a thriving ecosystem that would drive down costs and unleash innovation. Those are pretty strong words, pretty exciting words. Talk to me a little bit what you mean by that.
Well, one of the things that we found in ecosystems, another ecosystem, take a look at the iPhone App Store, for example. Anybody can write an app for the iPhone App Store, and so you have lots and lots of people putting their innovative ideas out there for the public to use. So it harnesses innovation much more effectively than you can if all the development is done inside a single organization. So the same kind of thing could happen with Vista, I think, where small companies and large companies could build their technologies on top of a Vista platform.
And you write that there are a couple bullet points here. One is you say that the architecture of this ecosystem, this becomes very critical if it's going to create this innovation, be something that fosters this innovation.
Yes, if you think of the ecosystem, this collection of companies and foundations and agencies, it has to have a structure, or ideally should have a structure where there's a single distribution of the software, and everyone kind of uses that distribution and contributes back to that distribution. So all the improvements go into the same software. And also, it takes advantage of the idea of complementarity. So if I'm building, say, a billing system that runs on Vista, and you're building a laboratory system, your work helps me out because more people are going to adopt Vista if it has a good laboratory system, so I can sell my billing system. So it's this notion of complementarity that is huge for ecosystems. And the idea is that we help each other kind of grow a big market, and that's our incentive to collaborate, is that the market grows and all of us have a bigger market to sell into.
And you also write about the technical characteristics of the platform. It very, very important, again, if you're going to build that, essentially, government as a platform.
Absolutely. It has to provide good application programmer interfaces and expose its functionality in a way that can be used by the commercial firms that are developing applications. So one of the things that would be critical for this to happen would be a separation, a cleaner separation into a core platform and application programmer interfaces for applications to be built on top of that. I think that's one of the key tasks that the VA would either have to perform or contract to perform.
One of the other things you talk about is governance structure, and these things can be very complex to roll out in an effective way.
Absolutely, but fortunately, we have a number of good tried and true models for that. Most of the successful ecosystems that are built around open source projects have a foundation at the center, and the foundation makes some decisions centrally, thinking about licenses, for example, since all the stuff has to have compatible licenses. But then there are other kind of decision-making bodies. They often will have committees or councils that will make certain key decisions and let all the participants have a voice in those decisions. And there are often other things that they explicitly decide not to decide about, so individual members get to decide, for example, what they're going to build, what their business model is, and so on.
You talk about a social collaborative. That's almost what you're it's almost opening it up. Part of the challenge with open source is opening this up and really the community, this ecosystem, decides what's important, what matters.
Absolutely. They decide what matters. And in order to make those decisions, you know, when you're spread out across 100 companies or more, you need a very effective kind of collaborative infrastructure. For smaller communities, it can be as simple as mailing lists. For larger communities, there's usually a collection of technologies, often involving, you know, wikis and chat and other things, to allow information to flow around that ecosystem so people can, you know, stay in touch with what's going on.
One of the really other, and you spend a whole chapter talking about the role Vista can play in terms of research. And again, I want to just read a portion of the report because you say, enhancing and growing the Vista ecosystem will push the boundaries of practical experience and the current state of knowledge in terms of what all this means. How? Talk a little bit, because that seems like, wow, again, what great opportunities.
I think it's a terrific opportunity for research. I mean, there are many great questions here. So, for example, how do you take a big legacy system like Vista and evolve it towards a desired architecture? I mean, that's a very active research area right now, and there this could be a great project for sort of driving our knowledge of that. How could Vista be deployed? I mean, should it be deployed in a cloud, providing applications as a service, platform as a service? There are a number of different ways that the functionality could be made available to, you know, hospitals and doctor's offices and medical facilities. So we really also would be pushing the boundaries of in the size of ecosystems. I think Vista has the potential to be much larger and much more interconnected than any other ecosystem we have now. So what kinds of technologies do you need to provide the social and collaborative infrastructure for that?
It's as I was reading through your report, what I kept coming back to was almost the internet itself. And part of the readings are almost part of what you've written almost made me hearken back to that day and what folks must have been saying about the internet as it was developing.
Oh, I think that's right. You know, it's with technologies like this, in a certain sense, you just sort of put them out there and people make them into what they need. And that's kind of the beauty of open source and these ecosystems. And I think Vista has the real potential, you know, with some openness and with lots of business opportunities for especially smaller companies to come in and help grow the technology. And for small hospitals and doctor's offices to have very low-cost technology available to them, I think it's a tremendous opportunity for everyone, for the whole community, to sort of make what they need.
And it comes at a time when VA deciding, hold on, what are the next steps here? They're actively thinking about that. What a great time to be focused on this.
Oh, I think, yeah, I really think they're very serious about trying to make Vista more widely available and trying to do the smart thing with Vista. You know, they're in the decision-making process right now. The VA, understandably, of course, is primarily focused on its own needs, as it should be. But I'm hopeful that they'll be able to release Vista under conditions that will, you know, promote rather than hinder the development of the ecology. There are several things the VA could do that would really make a huge difference here.
Perfect. Anything I didn't ask you about that I should have?
I don't think so. I just think that this is something that I hope the VA and I hope funding agencies, perhaps beyond the VA, will get involved in, and so we can, you know, have a realistic chance for having very low cost, very innovative health IT.